Now, can you imagine a job where you are literally paid to binge watch streaming media? Of course, that's what most of us do for free too often on weekends. Now, Netflix recently advertised for an editorial analyst, and one of the prime job responsibilities was a lot of watching. Of course, the internet went a bit crazy over the role, but beneath it all, it kind of demonstrated just how important categories and ratings are to the streaming platform. And I got curious about whether that's going to influence the way creators think about their shows. Rowan Devereaux is a film producer at Tilted Mill Productions, a creative production agency, recently announced as semi-finalists at Los Angeles Cinefest. Rowan, good morning to you.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Nick.
Now, a quick question. Do you, as a filmmaker, actually still find yourself in a bit of a binge-watch situation every now and then, or do you get a bit more analytical about your watching?
I'm too analytical these days.
You can't really just sink yourself down on the couch and go with the flow?
Sometimes, but now it's definitely, as time goes on, it becomes too intense.
No, I can imagine. Now, look, this editorial analyst role, clearly the internet went just absolutely crazy with the idea that you were going to just sit around binge-watching stuff. But when you looked at the job description, it was very much about tagging, rating, researching, and looking at that title-level metadata. And that got me kind of interested because we see a lot of more genre-defying cinema and even TV at the moment. And yet the platform is all about making sure people can find what they find. Do you think as a filmmaker that if you are making these genre-defying kind of programs, you run the risk of being lost in the flow of just how much media is out there?
Oh, absolutely. Especially with Netflix, who are now, I think they're making 80 films this year, which is more than any major studio. So it's very easy to just, you don't want to be that person who puts on a film and no one finds it on Netflix.
It is really weird to think that sort of, you know, we've now hit that peak creation point where, you know, blockbusters aside, I mean, everyone's going to go see the new Marvel, all that sort of stuff. It must be hard to get cut through as a filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. And I think we've noticed over the last few years that in film, tentpole films are doing great, but like the mid-budget film has completely disappeared. It's either Indie Darlings or The Avengers.
Indie Darlings, I like the way you put that. So you still think that there's a role for smaller film production companies?
Yeah, I think with technology getting cheaper, you can make a good-looking film, a great film for under $5 million. But when you go higher than that,
it's got to be high.
No one seems to be making those like old Spielberg or Alien kind of films anymore.
So, yeah, we're at one peak or the other, by the sounds of it, from your perspective. Now, has streaming media been good for filmmakers, though? I mean, that's what I'm kind of curious about. I talked to a lot of maybe TV manufacturers or TV content creators, and they talk about how streaming media has got them beyond that kind of TV studio where it's all about what's your ad pool, what's this. It's given them a lot more leeway. But I'm kind of curious what it's like from an independent filmmaker point of view.
Well, if you get onto one of the platforms, you have such a long tail. It's not about just like, oh, it appeared on ABC one time. It's like it's always there and you're always kind of getting more people looking at it and you're always growing an audience.
So it can be beneficial?
Absolutely, yeah.
But does it make you think when it comes to people discovering your film, do you have to think about what genre you're going to slide in or do you feel like there's still a lot of creative control there?
I think because of the nature of the internet, there's audiences for every film now. It's just how do you find your audience?
And how do you find your audience?
It's beyond me.
Rowan Devereaux, thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Rowan is a film producer with Tilted Mill Productions, a creative film production agency based right here in Sydney.